اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters all over the world. As you're listening to IRB English Radio, I really welcome you all in our Quranic sessions today. Brother Ali Nasser, Brother Fawad Haider have joined us today in our class. So hope you stay safe and healthy, brothers and sisters. We are ready, inshallah, to get our class started. Yes or no, Brother Ali Nasser?
Yes.
Are you ready, inshallah?
Yes.
And Fawad Haider?
Yes, sir. All right. I'm ready.
Let's get it started. Today, inshallah, we will be talking about Surah Al-A'raf. We've just finished Surah Al-An'am,
in our previous session we finished it. Yes.
And inshallah we are going through Surah Al-A'raf right on page 151. So, the first two verses, okay? If we got time, we'll talk about the ayah 3 as well, inshallah. So, let's get started and let's listen to the recitation of these two, three verses.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم صاد كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Surah Al-A'raf. So, A'raf, why is this surah called A'raf? It's because the word A'raf, okay, is mentioned in ayah 46 of this surah, okay? وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ. So this this surah is named after the word A'raf mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf in ayah 46 to 48. Okay, yes. Allah Almighty talks about the Ashab Al-A'raf, the companion of A'raf. Who are the companion of A'raf? You can refer to the Tafasir books and learn more about them, okay? A'raf, the word A'raf comes from A'rifa, okay? It comes from knowing, knowledge. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yes.
Nada Ashab al-A'raf. And also, it could say, like, A'raf, for example, those who are popular, famous.
Oh, yes.
The ones that you can understand him, you can know him in first glance. Oh, I know him.
In their time.
Yeah. It could mean that one. But I want you to refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, okay? To learn more about this, what?
The word A'raf.
The word A'raf, inshallah. So we will be, inshallah, practicing the first ayah and the second ayah and also the third ayah if we got time. The Tajweed rules, and also we'll mention some of the Tafsir points shortly, inshallah. And also, A'raf, the word A'raf in English itself means elevation, okay? Elevation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, isti'ala, have you heard? Isti'ala in Tajweed letters we had? The letters of isti'ala, huruful isti'ala? than heavy letters.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. They want to go higher, for example.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sifatul isti'la for some of the letters we have like kha, they want to go higher up. Kha, ta, sad. Look, ra.
Yes.
Elevation. So overall, refer to the tafsir books. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful. Remember one point, that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is part of the surah. It is part of the first ayah.
Yes.
It's not separated from the surah. What do you know about Alif Lam Mim Sad?
Yeah, Huruful Muqatta'a.
MashaAllah. Could you say them why? What does it mean, Huruful Muqatta'a?
Like, they are words, separate letters.
Separate letters?
Yeah.
So, why can't you read them Alams? Or al-mas, or al-mis, al-mus,
like
al-masa, or al-imisi, huh?
Because they're written as the same word, okay. But they're actually letters.
Letters.
Yes.
Yeah, group of letters. It means you have to read them
as letters.
Separately, yeah. As letters. You should say the names.
Yeah.
Can you start the name alphabet letters? Can you say the alphabet letters? Alif, ba, ta, tha.
Alif, ba, ta.
All right. Fa. Alif, ba, ta, tha. This way you have to read them.
Yeah.
So alif, next one read.
Lam.
Lam.
Mim.
Mim.
Sad.
But it's, so lam and mim and sad, they have mad also. Yes. You should stretch them. Stretch them for how many counts?
Six counts.
How many surahs start with huruful muqatta'a? Huh? How many surahs?
I don't remember. Like, I think...
It's more than 20.
Oh.
20?
2.
20?
1.
29. 29. So 29 surahs of the Quran start with huruf al-muqatta'a. So this surah, the first verses talk about the revelation of the Quran itself. So let's move on. In tajweed, you have to pay attention, okay, that you have to read this ayah separately. I mean, the letters separately. Alif Lam Mim Sad. Got it?
Yes.
Alif Lam Mim Sad. Can you read Ali Nasir?
Yes. Alif Lam Mim Sad.
Ahsan. Sad has a heavy letter. Has a heavy sound.
Yes.
Good job.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, kitabun unzila. Kitabun unzila. And remember that alif lam mim sad is huruf al-muqatta'a. They have their own explanation, their own tafsir that we don't know. Okay?
Yes.
They are actually in some riwayat, it has been mentioned that they are secret letters. So you may search more about them, maybe you will get something. So, kitabun unzila. Kitabun unzila. This book, this is a book that has been sent down to you. فَلَا يَكُنْ فِي صَدْرِكَ حَرَجٌ مِّنْهُ. Okay? This yes. is a book that has been sent down to you. So let there be no disquiet in your heart, no worries, okay, in your heart on its account. لِتُنذِرَ بِهِ, that you may warn thereby. وَذِكْرَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and as an admonition for the faithful. So, Ali Nasir, please start helping me with the tajweed rules. Kitabun. You pronounce the tanween or no?
Yes.
Unzila. What do you do with that?
So in the first, that the tanween. Here, the rule is idhar.
Idhar. You clearly read the tanween. Yeah. Kitabun. Bun.
Yeah. And after it, we have ikhfa. Unzila.
Unzila. You
hide the sound, hide the sound of noon.
Unzila. Okay.
Then, one more time, we have ikhfa.
Yeah.
Yakunfi.
Yakunfi. Okay.
Then we have qalqala.
Qalqala, which one?
On dal.
Dal.
Sadarika.
Sad. Sadarika.
Yes.
Okay.
And then continue, we have idgham.
Idgham, where?
Harajum.
Harajum. Harajum. Then minhu, you don't have any changes. Yeah. Yes. Minhu. Pronounce it. Yes, as Fawaz said, idhar. Okay. Litunzira.
One more time, ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Litunzira. Ra or ra? Ra, ra.
Tafkhim or ra.
Ah, tafkhim or ra. It has a fatha. Litunzira.
Yes.
Bihi. We stretch it. Ishba'u ha idhamir. Ha idhamir. It means you should stretch the ha. Bihi. 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 Okay. وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Ra heavy. That's heavy, all. Though. That's all. Yeah. Very easy. So, I will recite these two verses. Make sure you listen and repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, time to listen and practice the recitation. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ألف لام ميم صاد
ألف لام ميم صاد
كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج
منه
فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين
فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, for being with us up to this time. Allah bless you, inshallah. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much, Ali Nasser, Fawad, for joining us today. We'll see you in the next session. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر